all love, all love. Only ripe vegetables, fresh fruit and whole wheat. I'm from the old school. My household smell like soul food, bruh. Curry falafel, barbecue tofu. No fish though, no candy bars, no cigarettes. Only ganja, fresh squeezed juice from oranges. Exercising daily to stay healthy. And I rarely drink water out the tap cause it's filthy.
Lentil soup is mental fruit and ginger root is good for the youth. Fresh vegetable with them high-tide stew. Sweet yam fries with the green hallelujah. Careful how you season and prepare your foods, cause you don't wanna lose vitamins and minerals, and that's a jewel. Life brings life, it's valuable. So I eat what comes from the ground, it's natural. Let the food be your medicine, no accelerant. Strictly herb generates from the sun, cause I got melanin and drink water. 8 glasses a day, cause that's what they say.
They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, for true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, for true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. Be healthy, y'all.
Yeah, hold the
greetings, greetings. Once again, we back with Dr. Alain Bay Show. And today, we have the esteemed journalist, Deborah Wellington, as well as also she's going to be interviewing King Kevin Casey, mixed martial arts. He's on the TV show Ultimate Merger. And then they're going to be talking about his musical career, as well as also certain aspects of health, his training, as well as also, I guess, the TV show, reality show in which that he's on. So we're going to get into that, and we're going to bring him on in.
I just want to say thank you so much to Dr. Alain Bay for making this interview possible. I'm all the way out on the East Coast. I definitely want to welcome Mr. King Kevin Casey. He's in the building of the sizzling hot show, The Ultimate Merger, hosted by Miss Supermodel Takara, definitely on Thursdays, 9 p.m. on TV One. Welcome, Mr. King Kevin Casey.
How you doing? Thanks for having me on the show, Deborah.
Of course. We had to enlighten our audience with your insight, of course.
All right.
Okay, so let's just dive right into the questions. Definitely, I want to ask you off the top, what is it about Takara that intrigued you to compete against 13 other men for her love?
You know, in the very beginning, I didn't have a lot of information about Takara, but I knew that she was on America's Top Model and that she was a plus-size model. And, you know, going on a show of that magnitude and being a plus-size model, that gave me, you know, somewhat of a good understanding of some of her personality. You know, it showed me that she's very confident, that she's, you know, able to, you know, face adversity and still try to prevail. So, you know, I knew that this was a woman who was determined, and I definitely want to get a good understanding of what she really was about.
Okay. That sounds awful. That sounds awfully amazing, definitely. Now that you have actually had the chance, the opportunity to be up and close with Miss Supermodel, Miss Takara,
yes.
How would you describe her persona? Many describe her as being fabulous and also self-centered. But how would you describe Takara?
Takara is an amazing woman. She's definitely charismatic. She's, you know, well-spoken. She knows how to command attention and keep you focused on her, you know, and that's what it's about. She has an amazing brand, and I think she's just at the beginning of her career.
Definitely, definitely. It definitely is shaping up to be that way. Now, when Jason, your other castmate of the Ultimate Merger, when he kissed Akara, and he told, basically he kissed and told, you appeared to be frustrated. Is that an action that you frown upon or despise, someone who kisses and tells?
You know what? Jason hadn't really shown himself to be the most trustworthy of the Bachelor. So, you know, initially I took it to be a false statement, you know, the way that he presented it. So, you know, I thought that it would be a good strategy, you know, on my part if I was to expose him, you know, to be a liar in front of Takara. So, you know, it turned out that Jason was telling the truth about the scenario, but, you know, it still worked in my favor for, you know, strategy-wise, my approach to the situation.
Of course, of course. Now, it's no secret that you and Jason are not on friendly terms. When Jason approached you, you advised him to stay away. Did you expect to physically fight him, or did you know that you would be able to withstand and execute self-control?
You know, I definitely, you know, conduct myself as a professional at all times. So the last thing I was going to do was initiate any type of altercation, you know, especially on national television. That's not what mixed martial artists, you know, represent. And, you know, I was definitely ready to defend myself if the situation, you know, escalated there. But, you know, I felt pretty confident and comfortable that, you know, Jason was just letting off some steam. And, you know, he got a little emotional because of the kiss that went on. So, you know, I let him just blow off some steam and vent a little bit. And, you know, later on he came to his senses.
Well, we're happy to see that you were actually loyal to your ambitions and you stayed and maintained control. So kudos to you for doing that.
Thank you.
Now, Chris, Nick, and Sebastian. Now, these young men claim to have their own language. Do you feel as though the show has taken a racial turn?
You know what? Chris, Nick, and Sebastian are definitely they're good young kids, you know, and they could be a little bit made a bad judgment call in regards to the situation that is going to arise. But overall, they're good kids, and I just think their judgment was clouded.
You mentioned the terminology kids, as if we're speaking about teenagers. These are actually grown men over the age of 21. Okay.
No, sometimes grown adults make childish decisions. And, you know, I think in this case it'll be shown that that was one of the times that it'll be a prime example of that.
True indeed, true indeed. Now, I definitely want to explore some of your other versatility, other characteristics. You're also a mixed martial arts fighter. Wow, that's really intriguing. Now, what is your mindset or your motto upon any competition? Is it stay focused as your haters multiply?
Well, the thing is, it takes, you know, although the sport has exploded on the scene internationally, it really takes a lot of discipline and many, many years of training, you know, very, very hard training to go out there and do what you do under pressure, you know. So, you know, I definitely, my motto is hard, you know, hard work, and, you know, you're going to get out what you invest in the game. And so I'm always prepared to go hard, and I'm always prepared to present myself as a martial artist rather than as a cage fighter. You know, so I've dedicated many, many years into teaching, you know, teaching different people in the community the art aspects of fighting. And, you know, then I showcase, you know, on the elite level the full contact aspects of fighting. But initially, you know, I'm a martial artist first, and I'm a peaceful person, and everything's about self-defense. But due to the sport and putting everything on display, you know, now it's about, you know, going hard as well.
Definitely. Now, mixed martial arts sounds like a very vigorous, very intense training. What kinds of food do you consume when you're training for a fight?
I definitely cut the carbs out of the diet. There's a lot of natural carbs that you can get from, you know, different drinks or different fruits, but the carbohydrates are at a minimum. I like chicken and fish. eat red meat maybe once a month. And all of my vegetables, I've stayed close to the dark green vegetables such as spinach, you know, asparagus, broccoli, things like that. And, you know, all of my meals are measured out. You know, I consume 4 ounces of protein in each meal, and I break down my meals into about 5 to 6 meals per day. You know, the idea is to keep the metabolism running at a high rate. That way your body is constantly burning fat and burning off, you know, excess things that it doesn't need to sustain.
Of course. A body in motion stays in motion, of course. Now, do you hydrate your body with alkaline water?
Definitely. I have a system called the Kagan system, which is ionized water. And, you know, this system is a system that really helps, you know, my performance. And it brings my body into a balance called homeostasis, which, you know, keeps all of my levels where they should be at all times, especially, you know, putting myself through the rigorous training and everything that I'm doing. My body has to be running on all cylinders.
Sounds good to me. I definitely know that alkaline water definitely increases your energy levels, and it definitely gives you that energy so you can endure.
I can attest to that.
Good to know. Now, you have a black belt. Would it be fair to say that one that has or has acquired a black belt has discipline?
Definitely. And anyone who has gone through, you know, there's exceptions to everything, but anyone who has gone through the system has definitely learned a lot about themselves, a lot about, you know, patience. And just going through that process builds a lot of character for each individual that has done that journey. And, you know, I would recommend martial arts to everyone, you know, especially the youth. It starts a core of discipline and lays the foundation for, you know, a positive and healthy future.
Of course. So we can build and build and build and rebuild. Now, how did your journey begin? What intrigued you about martial arts?
Well, I've come from up under the Gracie family, which is a family that was started in Brazil, and they started with I believe that the Gracies learned the actual traditional Japanese jiu-jitsu, and they modified the jiu-jitsu and made it into the Brazilian brand, which is focused a little more on submissions. You know, submissions are when you get your opponent to give up. And, you know, I met a Gracie when I was about 11 or 12 years old, and I became very, very close friends with Hoxson Gracie. And his father was the legendary Hickson Gracie. And, you know, from there, you know, just through friendship and being close to the family, I was able to learn the art. And I had a good opportunity to step into the sport and, you know, be under, you know, the best guys in the world.
Now, you just recently mentioned the act of submission, to submit, to surrender. How do you feel about MMA, mixed martial artists who surrender or submit during their fight or competition?
You know, I don't like to talk or speak negatively, you know, about any other fighter, but the way that I was brought up under my system, you know, surrender was never an option. We were taught that, you know, you train hard and you prepare so that, you know, on the day of the event that doesn't even enter your mind. You know, so it's just something that never comes to thought during a fight, you know, to give up. You know, so I'm mentally prepared.
Okay, so definitely.
Excuse me?
Yes. So definitely
the
mindset of a competitor is to win.
Well, it's not just about winning. You know, I learn a lot more in the ring from a loss, but there's a difference between losing the fight and giving up in the fight. I've lost fights before, but I've never given up in a fight. You know, so I've never spiritually, you know, giving in to any opponent. There's been opponents who have defeated me, but I don't feel like anyone has ever beat me. I've never given up. Hello. Deborah?
I don't know what might have happened to Deborah, but we're going to try to keep it going until she can get back on here.
All right. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, Brother Casey. I know that when you're dealing in the realm of martial arts, let me ask you, how many styles do you know?
My foundation is in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but I've also done kickboxing and traditional boxing. And, you know, there's a lot of different aspects to every art that helps refine your game and helps to give you this kind of total package. You know, at this point in the sport, everyone is excellent and everyone's well-rounded. So to go in there, you know, you want to go into the ring with every tool possible to give you the best opportunity to become successful.
Right, because I understand that the more styles you know, more than likely those various styles will bring you up and bring you out of that ring as a winner nearly every time.
The best approach, you know, that I would recommend is to be a professional. Be excellent at one aspect of fighting, and then start to cross-train and work on the weaknesses of your game. But you definitely want to be a professional at least one aspect, whether it's the striking or the groundwork. You want to be very, very, very efficient at one, and then support that by polishing your game with the rest of the tools.
Right, so that would include wrestling. Of course, as you said, grappling holds, as well as hands and feet. You know, what is some of the the best strikes that you have actually used in the ring? You know, that you have thought that, you know, to you, you know, was just excellent.
The best strikes for a striker, I would recommend using a good jab. You know, the jab is off the hand, and that's what you use to measure out the situation. You know, you don't want to always go in there and engage someone looking for the knockout, especially if that person happens to be more advanced than you in that area. But, you know, a good jab will set up a lot of things for you, whether you finish it with a knockout or whether you want to take the fight to the ground. So I always recommend to have a good, tight, you know, stiff jab in your arsenal.
And that's beautiful, because that's the basics in boxing. So no doubt. Well, let's. I don't know if she wanted to get into this. I'm waiting for her to come back on before she get into your music. You know, I know that you have a flair for the arts of rap, or MCing, as we would say.
Yes.
You know, what is it that you're working on in that particular realm that we need to know about?
Well, I started off about 10 years ago freestyle rapping, and that was a way for me to fine tune the aspect of, you know, using my voice as an instrument. And within the last year, I've recently finished recording, you know, a complete album. So I try to make my music very versatile due to the fact that, you know, I'm an athlete trying to, you know, make the transition to a mainstream artist. I definitely wanted to give a lot of different looks, a lot of different sounds to my music. So sometimes I'll make a for the club. Sometimes I'll make a song that's for the ladies. Sometimes I'll make a song that will be a little more conscious, you know, socially wise, and, you know, just try to give as many looks as possible to the people.
That sounds good. What type? Now, when we come to rapping or MCing or rhyming, is there any style in which that you would say, oh man, I'm going to drop both of them? Are you there, brother?
Yes, I'm back in.
All right, all right. All right, we back with King Kevin Casey, mixed martial artist, as well as also one of the 14 bachelors on the show, Ultimate Merger, with Sister Katara, who is a former model on the sister's show. She was on this show. About how many years ago was that?
I believe it was season 3 of Tyra Banks'
American Top
Model.
Right. Okay. Well, we're going to get back into the information as far as the mixed martial arts. And you was talking about the jab, how that was definitely the basics in which that you will want to be able to measure your opponents with. Any other advice for those who might be interested in that particular field?
Excuse me?
I said anything else as far as any other advice in which that, you know, for those who might be interested in that particular field of mixed martial arts.
Yeah, just train hard, you know, train hard and, you know, be focused and dedicated to your craft. And, you know, watch the guys who came ahead and watch the greats of the sport. And, you know, you always have to polish your techniques and just keep working hard.
Okay. All right. And also before the technical difficulties, we was talking about your emceeing skills. And you said that you already have an album out right now. What's the album called?
The album hasn't been released officially. I'm just finishing up. There's about 15 tracks that I have done, but I haven't released it yet. So I'm waiting for the right time to present it to the public. And I wanna schedule it somewhere around one of my bigger fights. So I'm looking within the next, you know, 6 months to a year to drop the completed album.
Okay. Sounds good. So as far as you're concerned, the music on there is going to be definitely still popping by 2012.
Definitely.
All right. All right. Who's some of your favorite artists today? You know, or maybe in the past. You know, who's some of your influences?
You know, my favorite artist will have to be the late great Tupac Shakur. You know, someone who had a hard edge to his music, as well as a conscious perspective at the same time. So you know, I try to be as versatile as possible. You know, I like Common. You know, Nas. You know, there's a lot of different artists that I've listened to over the past years, and you know, I try to be as original as possible. You know, I definitely don't listen to anybody and copy any of their style or anything like that. And you know, but I've been influenced by music as a whole.
All right. Well, who might be some of your favorite R&B or soul singers, you know, groups, solo, you know, any influence as far as that's concerned?
You know, not too much R&B. You know, I'm not big on the R&B myself, but you know, occasionally, you know, I might throw in some Barry White or something like that if I have a female friend over or something like that.
Okay. A little bit of Teddy Pendergrass.
You know.
I got you. All right. So what can we expect on the album? You know that. You know what to you? What's one of the best songs to you that you think that you have on it? That's one
you
of
know,
your favorites.
I would say the most. I believe the song that people will connect with the most will be a song called Angel. And what it was, you know, my mother, she requested that, you know, that I make her own personal song, you know, similar to the way that Tupac made his Dear Mama track. And, you know, I created the track. It took me about a week to finish writing the song and putting everything together. And the end result was an amazing, amazing, amazing song. And, you know, due to the fact that, you know, everyone has a mother or had one at some point, I think that people will connect to the emotions that I convey in that song.
Man, I'm feeling it now just from you talking about it. You know, so yeah, I'm definitely going to be checking for that when it comes. You know, And as well, I think that everyone else who's listening to this definitely will be checking for it too. Now, let's go back to some of the questions in which that Deborah was asking. She asked you about the alkaline water. How did you get into the alkaline water information? Or, you know, I think you're saying that you have the Kangen water machine or the system.
Right. A friend of mine actually had the system, and they gave me a little bit of the background, you know, as far as it, you know, it's ionized water, alkaline, and it helps to balance the body out. And they, you know, and then I researched it a little bit, and it's been proven that the drinking that water can also help to prevent and also help to treat cancer. And that was something that, you know, I was amazed by, because, you know, it doesn't, you know, taste the same as regular water. It, you know, it's just you feel like a little bit like the water is charged. You know, there's an energetic aspect to the water that when you drink it, you feel it. And, you know, I've always been amazed by it ever since I started drinking. I've been drinking it for about, I would say, a year and a half now.
Oh, man, that's excellent. We have the Kangen water machine also, so I know exactly what you're talking about as far as the energy levels. And, you know, I mean, the way that a person needs to wake up every morning is feeling recharged. And if individuals are not waking up every morning feeling like that, then there's something wrong. And this water definitely helps with that. I mean, we're 75% water. The earth is 3/4% water, you know, 3/4 water. You know, and we are, you know, 3/4 water, 75% water also. So, I mean, one of the major things that we need to focus on is the water aspect, and if we're taking in or getting the right water, you know, and a lot of us are getting acidic water, you know, water that's not even past 7.0, you know, in which that in order for the cells to oscillate properly, the cells have to be, you know, 70 to 100 hertz. You know, and, you know, when it comes to the water, it needs to be above 7.3 to 7.4 pH balance, you know, so definitely, you know. So let me see. So what would be the average day for you for your workout, you know, when you're training? What you do on an average day?
You know, I run my training to at least, you know, 4 hours a day, at least. That's the minimum. And, you know, I may start off with a run on the beach, about 3.5 miles on the soft sand. From there, I'll set up a second train, which will either consist of some striking training or grappling training. You know, depending on my day and the schedule, I may alternate which one comes first. But I'm definitely doing at least 3 to 4 sessions per day, you know, and that covers everything. That covers, you know, my cardio, that covers my weight training, that covers my striking training, and also my grappling training.
That's excellent, brother. I mean, that's real dedication, you know, definitely.
Yes, it's very hard work, and the best feeling in the world is to go out there and be successful. You know, you're training anywhere from 3 to 4 months for any one particular event. You know, so there's a lot of investment that goes on when you're training for one of these events.
Yeah, I can definitely see the and hear the dedication. It definitely takes a lot of work, and you're doing it, brother. You know, definitely. You know. We appreciate the time that you're putting in into it, you know. You're part of Strike Force, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So what's your next big fight or, you know, next event?
You know what? I don't have anything locked in right now. And I'm actually in the process of renegotiating my contract. So
okay.
we'll see what the next move is for me.
All right. Well, if they get any sense, they're going to bring you back. That's just the way it's going to be, you know. And, you know, we'll record that into the universe and decree that to be, you know, to make it so. Well, I mean, do you have any final words to give to the audience?
You know, I definitely want to have everybody look out for me on Facebook, you know, look up Kevin Casey, and then on the Twitter, you know, Kevin K.O. Casey, K.O. like knockout, and, you know, show some support and, you know, follow me, and I'll give you guys inside tips and details of what's going on in my day-to-day life.
All right. So what's the exciting new thing that's going on now on the show?
I can't give you too much information, but I'll tell you that, you know, this next show will be a definite display of the physical level of each bachelor in the house. So, you know, everybody talks the talk, but now it's time for everyone to walk the walk. So we'll see who fails and who prevails.
All right. Well, y'all heard it here. This is King Kevin Casey. And like you said, follow him on Twitter, follow him on Facebook, check him out. All right, he's one of the 14 bachelors on Ultimate Merger. And, we love you, we appreciate you, and keep doing your thing, brother.
All right, thank you.
All right, peace and blessings.
All love. I don't eat no meat, no dairy, no sweets, only ripe vegetables, fresh fruit and whole wheat. I'm from the old school, my household smell like soul food, bruh. Curry falafel, barbecue tofu, no fish though, no candy bars, no cigarettes, only ganja, fresh squeezed juice from oranges. Exercising daily to stay healthy, and I rarely drink water out the tap cause it's filthy.
Lentil soup is mental fruit, and ginger root is good for the youth. Fresh vegetable with them Italian stew, sweet yam fries with the green hallelujah. Careful how you season and prepare your food, cause you don't wanna lose vitamins and minerals, and that's a jewel. Life brings life, it's valuable, so I eat what comes from the ground, it's natural. Let your food be your medicine, no excedrin. Strictly herb generates from the sun, cause I got melanin and drink water. 8 glasses a day, cause that's what they say.
They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves to be healthy, y'all.
Yeah.
Another public service announcement. You can believe it or you can doubt it. Let us begin now with the cow, the way it gets to your plate and how. The cow doesn't grow fast enough for man, so through his greed he makes a faster plan. He has drugs to make the cow grow quicker. Through the stress the cow gets sicker. 21 different drugs are pumped into the cow in one big lump. So just before it dies, it cries in the slaughterhouse full of germs and flies. Off with the head. They pack it, drain it, and cart it, and there it is in your local supermarket. Red and bloody, a corpse neatly packed, and you wonder about heart attacks? Come on now, man, let's be for real. You all what you eat is the way I feel, but the Food and Drug Administration will tell you meat is the perfect combination. See, cows live under fear and stress, trying to think what's gonna happen next. Fear and stress can become a part of you. In your cells and blood, this is true. So when the cow is killed, believe it. You preserve those cells, you freeze it, thaw it out with the blood and season it. Then you sit down and begin eating it. In your body, its structure becomes your structure. All the fear and stress of another. Any drug is addictive by any name. Even drugs in meat, they are the same. The FDA no doubt. So if you think that what I say is a bunch of crap, tell yourself you're gonna try and stop eating meat, and you'll see you can't compete. It's the number one drug on the street, not crack, cause that was made for just black, but ground beef for all American teeth. Life brings life, death brings death. Keep on eating the dead and what's left. Absolute disease and negative. Read the book, How to Eat to Live, by Elijah Muhammad. It's a brown paperback for anybody, either white or black. See how many cows must be pumped up fatter. How many rats gotta fall in the batter. How many chickens that eat shit you eat. How much high blood pressure you get from pig feet. See, you'll consume the FDA can care less. They'll sell you donkey meat and say it's fresh.
Okay, baby. Yeah, I don't blame you. It's only 6:40, so I mean, yeah, go get something to eat. And don't start till 7:30. You'd be waiting for another damn hour. So go on and get something to eat.